We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN here at 9:53, and we're talking with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. And I know a lot of things have been impacted here, a lot of closures right now. I'm curious, Robin, how are people able to access services right now at Pawnee?
Yes, and of course, Brandon, this can change daily, but as of today, there are several different ways to access services at Pawnee. Our doors are still open for face-to-face appointments in order to reduce the risk of spreading the virus. We are calling all of our appointments the day ahead of time, and we're screening them for active signs of illness following KDHE recommendations. We also, when calling them the day before, ask them the questions about travel out of the country, out of the state, again, following the advice of KDHE regarding individuals who ought to be quarantined. And so if after completing that screening phone call, it looks like there's a low risk, then we're confirming their appointment for the next day. Before they arrive at their appointment, we have signage on the outside of the door just reminding them that if they're experiencing those symptoms, that they need to call in so that we can arrange their services in a different format. So we have some, so there's some of that face or that direct contact that is happening. We have some of our therapists and our medication prescribers who are working remotely, and so they're working from home and using combinations of televideo and telephone services. All of our clients have the opportunity to request that those services be delivered to them through televideo or through telephone. We also, for those individuals who maybe don't have televideo or telephone, they're able, if they pass those pre-screening tests, to be able to come into the office. We have some rooms set up that have Zoom, which is a televideo application. And if their provider, whether their provider is in the office or is working from home, they can come to the office and we can connect them through Zoom with their provider. So they have access to services in that way as well. We're taking new clients. In fact, you know, we know that there is a lot of anxiety in the community and that it is more important than ever that people be able to access the services that they need under these very difficult circumstances. And so people can still call in and go through an intake assessment. We have put all of our admissions paperwork online, so people can go to our website at pawnee.org and can complete all that paperwork ahead of time to reduce the amount of time that they would have to be in the office. We're asking people when we make the pre-screening calls to not come early and to not bring anyone else with them when they come into the appointment. And what we're finding is that people really appreciate and are respecting that out of concern for their own health and as well as the health of others. The crisis stabilization unit is still open, and we're still providing services out of the crisis stabilization unit, as are all of the crisis stabilization units throughout the state of Kansas. I've been in regular contact with the executive directors of the other crisis stabilization units, and those facilities are still open. From the very day that we opened the crisis stabilization unit, we have practiced using preventative measures to make sure that people who are admitted to the unit are healthy. And so in some ways, the the coronavirus certainly has made us be more vigilant, but basically just to do all of the risk reduction exercises that we had been doing from the very beginning, which includes taking temperatures of people before they're even admitted, taking their vital signs, and then doing that at least three times a day during the time while they're on the crisis stabilization unit. So we are the community mental health center. And, you know, until or unless we are told that we're not allowed or not able to be available to people in the community, we do remain open for business. We are working with our staff and with our patients so that individuals who need to or who want to can work and or receive services remotely. And as I said earlier, this is an ever-changing time, and what we're doing today may not be what we do tomorrow or the next day.
We're
following, you know, what KDHE, what our local health department is instructing us to do, and we'll continue to do that.
All right, Robin, well, we sure appreciate the time here this morning, and we'll talk to you again next month.
That sounds great.
And
okay,
Rob,
be healthy, but probably more than anything,